In many Survivor leagues, the biggest choices week one and week two, both AFC North teams knocked you out. Let's explore, let's talk big picture, and peek ahead to week three. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. I am a paid non-attorney spokesperson where Brandon Legal Group wants me to remind you if you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida. Permanent alimony is no longer a law in the state of Florida, has not been the law since July 1st, 2023. Stop paying permanent alimony. Brandon Legal Group can help alleviate or eliminate your financial obligation going forward. You can't do it on your own. You can't just stop paying permanent alimony by yourself. But the law is now on your side in the state of Florida. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576. This is just one of the many services Brandon Legal Group can provide as they are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. For those of you that play Survivor and have made it through to week three, chances are you gained a significant amount of ground. I'm going to say minimum one-third of your pool is probably out. At Circa in Las Vegas, roughly two-thirds are out. And if you just look at the numbers from Circa, of 14,266 entries, 4,895 were on the Bengals week one, 2,304 were on the Ravens week two. Biggest choice week one, loser. Biggest choice week two, loser. Bengals knocked out over 1 in 3 in week one. Of remaining entries in week two, and there were some that went out not on the Bengals, of remaining entries in week two, roughly 1 in 4 went out on Baltimore in another double-digit blown lead in the fourth quarter by a Lamar Jackson quarterback team. So again, problems with Lamar Jackson. One, he's won all of two playoff games, same as Dak Prescott. That's a problem. Two, can't bring the Ravens back from 10 down at halftime. Three, has been at the helm for many blown 10 or more point leads in recent years. As Jimmy Johnson says, the two things you look for in a quarterback, in a franchise quarterback, accuracy and intelligence. I question if Lamar has either. That's me. So Cincinnati going out, Baltimore going out, ironically, AFC North teams in non-division games have been the strongest divisional play at roughly 60% in recent years. Pittsburgh would have gotten you through the last couple of weeks, but Cincinnati, loser, week one, week two. Baltimore, loser, week one, week two. So what do we take out of this? Let me introduce something that Gil Alexander talked about on a numbers game on VSiN on Monday morning. We are recording this on Monday morning before the Falcons-Eagles game. Now, 700 more in the Circa pool could be out if the Eagles lose to the Falcons. Apparently, roughly two in three are out of Circa Survivor even before the Falcons play the Eagles. And apparently, big numbers going out the first couple weeks is more common than you might think. Either you have a short memory or you're new to this. So the big picture, and Gil has talked about this, when you play again, when you play next year, stay away from the obvious one. You have more, Gil talks about this, you have more to gain by not playing the biggest favorite than by playing the biggest favorite. I'm not saying the biggest favorite next year is going to lose week one. and or lose week two. But look what you gain by not being involved with that game and just finding another place to go. As Gil says, the goal isn't to survive. The goal is to win. So looking back at the first 2 weeks, just based on the survivor data, you know that 1 and 3 are going to be gone if the Bengals lose. Why do you want to be one of them? You know that 1 and 4 remaining are going to be gone on Baltimore if they lose. Why do you want to be one of them? Look elsewhere. So let's apply that to this week. All right, who's the biggest favorite as we speak this week with the help of the great Patrick Everson? Follow him on Twitter. He's outstanding. And Vegas Insider with the updated NFL odds and betting lines. This is as of 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday, September the 16th. The biggest favorite, and let me just use this particular book, okay? I have a 7. Can I beat a 7? I'm probably going to be able to beat a 7 this week. I'm still scrolling. Is it going to be? That's it? Okay. So the biggest number this week appears to be, and this can change, Jets, 7-point favorite at home against New England. And I know from reading Patrick Everson's column, he already spoke to the risk manager at the Superbook about how the sharps are aware the Jets are playing. So the Jets have gone from playing a Monday night game cross country, then a Sunday game in Nashville, to a home game on a Thursday. That's a lot of football, considering teams don't practice and hit the way they used to before there were even Thursday games, right? And New England has been better than expected. Not least with the Jets, as we speak, with all these injuries to major skill position players. There's no injury to the number one QB, the RB1, or the wide receiver 1 in New York. So the Jets will be a very popular play this week, based on what we've seen the first 2 weeks. Bengals at home against New England, Ravens at home against Las Vegas. Could New England do it a second time? You know, there's a ton of history here between the Patriots and the Jets, and the Patriots have been better than most have perceived through 2 weeks. Is it sustainable? Probably not. But can they do it Thursday night? It's not like the Jets have looked that great the first 2 weeks. Flashes in the Monday night game, enough with Will Levis's help to get by Tennessee in week two. So that may be one of the biggest plays. So if you've gotten through the first 2 weeks by not being on the Bengals and Ravens, you may want to keep that going and just stay away from the Jets for that reason, and for the reason brought up by Patrick Everson in his Vegas Insider column, which you can read for yourself, about how the Jets are playing essentially, what, 3 games in 11 days. 2 of them on the road, 1 was cross country. They're finally home against a team that has been better than expected and is 1-1 with a capable starting quarterback who doesn't make huge mistakes. All right, let's move on to other games and see what the numbers tell us. Moving on to Sunday, Steelers and Chargers both undefeated. If you had that, you know, cheers to you. I had Steelers undefeated, not Chargers, but this game will likely have a very low total. So the spread is low. Steelers anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5. Fields is the quarterback for Pittsburgh until further notice, right? We wait for either a healthy diagnosis on Russell Wilson or just word from Mike Tomlin. Bears on the road after their Sunday night game. Some questions starting to surface. Is it fair after 2 weeks about Caleb Williams? I mean, Caleb Williams looked in the Houston game taking his beating the way Anthony Richardson looked in the first couple games or the first game last year. He has to realize he can't do that. You're not going to survive. I don't care if it's your job now. It's not going to work. So Bears off that loss to Houston, where they still don't have anything going offensively, go to Indy. Richardson comes off an awful game. So these are two young quarterbacks who have some of the same issues. Colts anywhere from a 1 to a 2.5 point favorite. But Colts do have Jonathan Taylor, a very strong offensive line working for them, and a head coach with an offensive background in Steichen. Texans off that Sunday night win and a 2-0 start go to Minnesota, also with a 2-0 start. Vikings are catching points at home. I see it in anywhere from 3.5 to 4. On a previous edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, I laid out, actually it was on the Fantasy Football Podcast, because it was collateral damage about why Justin Jefferson was dropping in fantasy leagues. And I said, you may not want to subscribe to that theory, because Sam Darnold may be in a spot to finally play at a good to very good level. And Justin Jefferson had probably the longest passing touchdown in the NFL in week 2 for the entire season yesterday. And it wasn't like a fluke or a broken play. Giants at Browns. Browns get a win in Jacksonville that doesn't seem that exciting, although their defense played better, but that was against the overpaid Trevor Lawrence. The Jags picking up from where they left off last year. They ended last year one of the worst looking teams in the NFL, and they looked that way to start the first couple of games, despite some numbers from Tank Bigsby and Brian Thomas that are good. Browns anywhere from a 5.5 to a 6.5 point favorite. The Eagles off their Monday night game against the Falcons will travel to New Orleans to play the Saints, at least prior to the Monday night game being played. Eagles look like a 3 to 3.5 point road favorite against the Saints. That was higher in the look ahead. And some money came in on New Orleans based on New Orleans' performance in week 2 against the Cowboys. The Saints have been putting up big offensive numbers. Alvin Kamara, Rashid Shaheed, Carr justifying his big contract. Broncos at Buccaneers. Buccaneers off maybe the best win in week 2. Another game Dan Campbell gave away, or at least contributed significantly to losing based on his mismanagement of the poor game management at the end of the first half. I think the Lions in the fourth quarter had something like 20 or 23 plays in Buccaneer territory and scored 0 points. Some of that's on Goff. Some of that is the credit of the Buccaneers with the pressure they got up front and the way they schemed things defensively despite being shorthanded. It was a very good win for the Bucs. it's a loss that reminds the Lions you're not there, and you might not be there with this head coach because he's going to screw some things up and cost you games, and I think he contributed to costing you that one. Buccaneers, anywhere from 3.5 to 5.5. And the Broncos the first 2 weeks looked very poorly coached, and Bo Nix is not very accurate. So there'll be play on the Bucs. Will it be as much as the Jets? Probably not. But I think of every game we've done, Cleveland will get some play. But to this point, yeah, I'd say Buccaneers running second to the Jets in terms of survivor plays. Packers at Titans. This number's all over the place because we don't know if Jordan Love is going to play or not. I don't imagine this will get a lot of survivor play. If Jordan Love plays, it could, but are you worried about? Yeah, Green Bay is on the run. You kind of want to see Jordan Love do it before you invest in him again, although the Titans have been giving away games. That's just sort of an odd game. It's tough for us to make the call on a Monday morning. Panthers at Raiders. Oh, could people go for the Raiders 2 weeks in a row? Or will they read their own press clippings after their win at Baltimore? Raiders, a 4 to 5.5 point choice based on where you look. And Carolina looks dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. Carolina, as an anti-play, has been very good the first couple of weeks. So let's put the Raiders up there, believe it or not, with the Jets and the Bucks as a popular play this week. Dolphins at Seahawks. Yeah, Seattle will likely get some play here. Longest possible road trip in the NFL, and the Dolphins will do it without Tua. Geno off a really good game in week two. So I would imagine some people will be using Seattle this week. So odd that we'll get some Seattle and Raider action, but it has as much to do with their opponents as it does what they've just shown us. Lions at Cardinals. Cardinals coming off an absolute beatdown of the Rams and quickly getting Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball will be a home underdog from anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5 points against the Lions. This will not get a lot of survivor play. Cowboys Ravens, I don't imagine that will either. Almost an even game as we talk on this Monday. 49ers off their road loss at Minnesota on a short week come home. We'll go back on the road to play the Rams, who at 0-2 have a decimated offensive line. Check status on Cooper Kupp. Niners, we know, will be without McCaffrey, but Mason is getting the job done on the ground for San Francisco. Niners, 4 to 4.5 point choice. I don't imagine there'll be a lot of survivor play there. Chiefs go to Atlanta. We record this before Atlanta plays on Monday night. Chiefs without Pacheco going forward. The line is 3.5 to 4.5 prior to Atlanta's game. I would imagine if people were going to use the Chiefs early, they used them last week in a spot more likely than this week. Then we get into Jaguars and Bills. Oh, we have two Monday night games this coming week. Jaguars at Bills. Bills laying, looks like 3.5, pretty clean That seems low for where the Jags are at. And the Bills have extra time to prepare. So the Bills will get some play this week. And then Commanders, off their win against the Giants, go to Cincinnati. Bengals getting roughly a touchdown against Washington. So the bigger plays this week, in no particular order, will be Buffalo, Seattle, the Raiders, the Buccaneers, and the Jets. Which one will be biggest? It's pretty early. But of those five, I'll just leave it at that. The Jets are the biggest favorite, at least on Monday. But the Bucks and Bills are going to be up there. I don't see the Raiders being the biggest play just as an anti-Carolina play. And I don't see the Seahawks being the biggest play just because Tua isn't playing. But Seattle and Las Vegas should be at least top six survivor plays. But the biggest play this week will probably be Jets, Bucks, or Bills. What you gonna do? Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Thanks for listening to our Week 3 edition, and I hope you like the early look. Obviously, some things are going to change as the week goes on. Adjust the numbers accordingly. Use VegasInsider.com for their free odds to see the updated odds. Read Patrick Everson's column. Listen to Gil on VEASAN to stay up to date as news warrants.